It's about time for Talk Back. Talk Back is your opportunity to communicate with us. We have featured a lot of students over the past weeks, and that is our habit. We enjoy getting out and getting the kids to contribute their opportunity to view what's happening in their neighborhoods and share that with you. But it's not limited to school kids, or maybe you're a homeschooler and you'd like to encourage your kids to be part of this. We encourage everyone that wants to, who has an observation to share, to do that, to share them with us, and we would be happy to hear from you. You can get in touch with us by sending an email to comments@kaxe.org. You can send them to me personally. My address is Jay Latimer, J-L-A-T-I-M-E-R, @kaxe.org. You can send them to our street address in the form of a letter or postcard. We love to get your letters and postcards. Personal touch like that is always appreciated. You can send them to 260 Northeast 2nd Street, Grand Rapids, Minnesota, 55744. And don't forget, we have a talkback number. Yeah, 218-999-9876. And you can't go wrong. You can call and record your message, and we will play it on the air for everybody to hear. This week, we heard from Baudette, or as they say, Baudette, and our reporter this week is Brielle.
This is Brielle with the Northern Post phonology report from Baudette for November 13th to 19th. This week, Brielle observed a white-tailed deer buck chasing a doe. A great horned owl was observed from a deer stand. A pine grosbeak was seen eating crab apples. And short-tailed weasel was spotted near a wood pile. The weasel had patches of white with mossy brown fur.
Thank you, Brielle. What a lovely voice.
Oh, no kidding.
Oh, man. That's sweet. A deer, they saw a buck chasing a doe. Man.
Surprise.
This time of year, that usually doesn't end well. I mean, the buck has got other thoughts in his mind, and he loses his concern for the surroundings. Situational awareness. I'm glad they got a chance to see that. A great horned owl. Do you know the great horned owl is one of the most widespread birds in America? It runs from across Canada all the way south into Mexico. It occupies every niche you can imagine. I was once out in eastern Wyoming in this dusty, dry little place with these odd rock formations. And right on a ledge in one of those rock formations was a great horned owl's nest. They are absolutely everywhere, and they are among the most efficient hunters on Earth. They have a great success ratio, and they fear nothing and no one.
Really?
Yeah. If you're a skunk, you want to be watching for the great horned owl because, first of all, his sense of smell is pretty reduced. Secondly, you look real good to him. Our next report comes from the North Shore Community School, and Anna is our reporter.
Hello from the North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is a phonology report for the week of November 13th, 2021. My name is Anna, and I'm your phonologist for this week. Miss Jackson had a thin layer of snow on her driveway on Saturday the 13th. It melted by mid-morning. The grass was still green. The first measurable snowfall occurred on Saturday night the 13th and Sunday morning the 14th. Many of us got 1 to 3 inches of snow. On Thursday the 18th, students observed some snow flurry outside our school windows. This week is the first week students have been required to wear their boots and snow pants during recess. Early Friday morning, around 3 a.m., Ave observed the 6-hour-long partial lunar eclipse. This phenomenon only happens every 1,000 years. Ave was late to school to see this once-in-a-lifetime event. On Tuesday, November 16th, Autumn went outside to pop some sap bubbles on some trees. But when she got there, All of the bubbles were frozen and she could not pop them. On Saturday, November 6th, Gunny noticed a skunk outside at his house around 7 p.m. His dog chased it and got right up close to it, but it didn't spray. It probably didn't spray because it was getting ready for winter and started to get more weary. Skunks are not known to hibernate but are dominant during winter. On Friday the 12th, Anna observed a really plump snowshoe hare on one side of her driveway. It was probably just a year old due to its size. When Sharon had been waiting for the bus, she had seen several bald eagles flying around over the field across from her driveway. She was very amazed by how long wingspans as they flew pretty low. On Levi's way home, he spotted a murder of crows eating from a carcass that looked like it used to be a deer. A big group of crows is called a murder of crows. This concludes the phenology report. Have a great week and be observant.
Thank you, Anna. Very nice. Lots of snow down there, just like here. I'm sure the deer hunters were pretty pleased. I wasn't sure it was going to stick around, but as far as a good tracking snow, it probably sufficed. I noticed at my house that the snow in the open areas seemed to pile up and last longer than the snow in the woods. And I suspect that some of that was the fact that it got intercepted by the trees on the way to the ground. And so maybe not quite as deep as the open areas. That partial lunar eclipse, I desperately wanted to get out and see that, but unfortunately it was cloudy in the Grand Rapids area. Balsam sap bubbles. Yeah, they probably do freeze or at least get really, really, really thick, kind of like heavy, heavy grease. If you go out to a balsam, those are the ones with the flat needles. So take a needle off, roll it in your fingers. If the needle doesn't roll, if it's flat, that's a balsam. Check the trunk. Smooth gray bark, little bubbles on there. And if you push on those bubbles, they'll pop open and sap will come out and then your fingers will be sticky for the rest of the day. And if you get in any dirt, then your fingers will be dirty for the rest of the day. So, yeah. And a skunk, they are dormant through the winter, but not hibernators. And that may be the last one we see until probably mid-February. Before we get to the final cut from Long Lake Conservation Center, I'd advise you in the Grand Rapids area to check out the sky. There's just a hint of lavender and purple in the clouds that are showing up. So sunrise and sunset have been pretty spectacular. John, you showed me a great picture from Shoal Lake.
Unbelievable. Yeah. It's like you can't even paint that.
If you painted it, people wouldn't believe it. They'd be like, oh, come on.
Yep.
Too much orange, pal.
And you know what else? You have like 1 minute to get that shot.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you're running and you do it and it's gone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's changing second by second.
Yep.
Our final report this morning comes from Long Lake, and it is the Underwood School. Ella and Katrina are our reporters.
Hello, I am Ella. And Katrina from Underwood School. During our trip to Long Lake Conservation Center this week, it was cold and snowy, but we still saw lots of great things in nature. We woke up this morning to find that Long Lake was completely covered in ice. What's interesting is that last night before the lake froze, we saw hooded mergansers, otters, and beavers. The mergansers were grouped together around the beaver dam. We wondered if the mergansers grouped finally fly south. Our group saw two bald eagles doing what looked like playing or dancing together in the sky, and a third eagle was sitting in a nearby tree. Our teachers told us that there were no eagles' nests along the lake, so these must be migrating. During our wilderness meal, a boy in our group was digging in the dirt and found a few earthworms. It feels like winter here, but nature is still beautiful. So get out and enjoy it, and remember to live connected.